talking with Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, of course, today, this is May 4th, Beef Day.
Yes, yes.
So good opportunity to celebrate this large part of Oklahoma agriculture.
Yeah, I mean, I think every day should be Beef Day at the state capitol. what our ag industry does, not just for Oklahoma, but across the country. I mean, they feed and clothe the world. And I think it's more important than ever in this country to be telling the story of what our farmers and ranchers do for citizens of the country and, frankly, the world. I say it often, and when I'm speaking to the Cattlemen's Association or anybody else, I still prefer to eat my beef from pastures, not Petri dishes. That's the line that I continue to use. But that's now on the front lines. We're on the front lines of that debate in this country. One of the backbones of our state will always be our ag industry, and supporting those farmers and ranchers. And, you know, they're also nationally, there's been, you know, we have heard President Biden also, you know, talk about the plight of farmers and ranchers to some degree. I want there to be not just a state conversation, but a federal conversation about this as well. And that's why we, the Cattlemen's Association, because of the kind of leadership that we have at a federal level right now, inside the White House, that's why they have to be as on notice as ever. And they do a wonderful job of organizing the state and partnering, I'm sure, with other cattle associations around the country. But man, we're in it right now. When it comes to the issues that the Cattlemen's Association fights for every single day,
with the supply chain issues, and I know you've heard a lot about that, but these
Absolutely.
Guys are looking at crazy prices for fertilizer and everything
That's
else.
Right. That's right, and it's also why I've been working with the Made in Oklahoma Coalition aggressively, kind of making locally grown beef, locally grown produce in general is so popular today, and making sure that our Made in Oklahoma Coalition is promoting those local farmers and ranchers and products that they're providing. I think that's something that, you know, we operate on the margins in this industry, and for, you know, everything helps when it comes to promoting a Made in Oklahoma Coalition or our beef producers across the state. You know, that Oki Beef kind of campaign is something that I think marketing-wise we're going to want to be pushing in the months and years ahead.
Another thing I wanted to talk to you about was agritourism.
Yes.
I know that's one of your things that you've been a big champion of.
Yeah.
Getting warmer part of the year, so it's an easier time for a lot of folks to get in and enjoy some of the various venues.
Well, and it's another really key point with supply chain issues, and again, our farms and ranches trying to, again, make it month to month and, again, make a living. Understanding the agritourism opportunities that they have on their farm and ranch that they may not be thinking about right now is absolutely something that the tourism department, the Department of Ag, and the agritourism division that is underneath Blaine Arthur at the Department of Ag, that's why they are so aggressively talking to farms and ranches across the state of Oklahoma right now, because I think agritourism, it's a growing industry. It's one of the fastest growing cottage industries inside the tourism department as a whole is agritourism. You know, people want to go see America. They truly want to go find those small towns. Airbnb nights booked in a rural town in America today is up 45% over the last year. So that's what tourists are looking for already. And I think farms and ranches across Oklahoma can really tap into something here and make, again, a lot of money for their families and their businesses by exploring agritourism opportunities that they have on their property.
I would think that the things that you've been really championing, the Route 66 campaign, for example, that can tie in the people.
Absolutely.
They get here, and then you can, you know, lure them maybe to an agritourism site.
That's exactly right. We have 400 drivable miles of Route 66, and a lot of that is in rural Oklahoma. And just getting off Route 66 5 or 10 miles is going to get you into a lot of rural communities with a lot of agritourism opportunities. And so, yeah, Chisholm Trail, Route 66, our fishing trail, those are wonderful trails and tourism opportunities that we are pushing, because then it gets people into rural Oklahoma.